President Donald Trump just wrapped up a news conference that was intended to announce his new nominee for Labor Secretary, but ended up being about much more than that. And it sounded at times more like a campaign speech than a presidential press conference. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley is with us. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Jeremy.
And first of all, your thoughts on how Trump came across in this press conference, which was, you know, some people would say bizarre for a presidential press conference.
He came across as defensive, wounded, irritated, and eager to change the subject from what has been a lot of sort of negative headlines. He wants to go back to talking about his glory days on the campaign trail. He again talked about the scale of his Electoral College victory, overstating the size of that Electoral College victory. He talked about encouraging poll numbers, about the large crowd that he expects at a campaign-style rally in Florida this weekend. This is a man who really enjoyed being at campaign rallies throughout the campaign and is not enjoying governing quite so much.
And he took questions from a lot of different reporters, not just friendly publications as he has been doing in other press conferences, but all kinds of reporters.
Absolutely. And he got some tough questions and he gave us a few answers. He did talk a little bit about substance. He said that they're going to come out next week with a replacement for the travel ban that has been suspended by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. He talked a little bit about his plans for repealing and replacing Obamacare and then down the line doing a tax reform plan. But mostly this was an opportunity for the president to air his grievances at stories of disorder and dysfunction in the White House and to argue not terribly persuasively that his White House is actually a finely tuned machine.
Hmm. You mentioned the new executive order that he says is coming next week. Let's listen to him talk about that.
As far as the new order, the new order is going to be very much tailored to the what I consider to be a very bad decision. But we can tailor the order to that decision and get just about everything, in some ways more.
Do we have any sense at this point of what this new order might be?
No, except that the goal will continue to be to somehow restrict entry into the country of people that the president and his aides consider to be a potential threat. But he says that, as you heard him there, saying that they're going to tailor it to the findings of the Federal Appeals Court, which ruled that the original order, it didn't reach a final decision, but which suspended the order after agreeing with the lower court's judge that it might be found to violate due process and other constitutional had other constitutional flaws with it. The president also took aim at the Ninth Circuit, saying that the court was in turmoil and pointing out that it is reversed frequently by the U.S. Supreme Court. In fact, the Ninth Circuit is reversed a little bit more often than some other federal appeals courts, but is not the most reversed court in the land.
Scott, Trump was asked about the resignation of his national security advisor, Mike Flynn, earlier this week. Here's what he said about that.
When I looked at the information, I said, I don't think he did anything wrong. If anything, he did something right. He was coming into office. He looked at the information. He said, that's fine. That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be. And he didn't just call Russia. He called and spoke to both ways. I think there were 30 some odd countries. He's doing the job. You know, he was just doing his job.
He was just doing his job, Scott, but isn't it illegal to do that job when you don't actually have that job?
Well, this is the message that's been coming consistently from the Trump White House. The question was whether Michael Flynn had discussed in his conversation with the Russian ambassador U.S. sanctions against Russia, which the outgoing Obama administration had just imposed in retaliation for Russian meddling in the U.S. election. And the Trump organization has said administration has said all along there was nothing wrong in Michael Flynn discussing those sanctions. The problem was he didn't tell the vice president. He told a different story. He misrepresented the conversation in his account to the vice president and to other aides. Now, the one question has been, when he had that conversation with the ambassador, was Mike Flynn freelancing or was he in fact acting at the direction of the president? The president said today he had not directed his national security advisor to have that conversation, but he said if he hadn't been having it, I would have told him to have it.
Hmm. And just in the few seconds we have left, the news that was supposed to come out of this is who the new labor secretary pick is going to be, and that's Alexander Acosta. Just briefly tell us about him.
Well, he's not related to Jim Acosta, the CNN correspondent and frequent foil for the president. He's someone with labor relations board experience. He's been through a Senate confirmation process before. But he wasn't at this news conference today, which I think suggests it was something of a pretext to use that announcement. The real purpose of this news conference was to give the president a chance to air his irritation with the news media and to express his defensive message.
That's NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, thanks as always.
You bet.